This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got this message from Marvin. The title was, Are We Approaching Totalitarian Dictatorship? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And thank you for sending me your messages. Thank you for everything that you do to help us get this message out there far and wide. Unlike the other people that are out there, you know, I don't know, with billionaire backers or whatever, we rely on you. Social media is gone, kicked off Twitter, kicked off Facebook, fired from Fox. What can I tell you? I lament none of it. I don't regret one single bit of it. I get angry about all the work we put into Facebook and Twitter and for these guys to arbitrarily fire us. But you know what? I remain undaunted because we believe in you. You, the listeners, 844-551-8255. You are the people that, you know, it's funny. We talk about merch and I get upset. I tell my team all the time, haven't sold enough merch. It isn't about the dollars that come from merch. My issue with merch is, why are we not getting our message out? Because our merch is the message. When you drink that cup that, you know, by the way, we got a program coming out that's going to crack you up that will do a lot for our radio program. But my team comes up with messages all the time. If you go to our store, you'll see it. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, find our store. It'll take you to one of two stores. The store with our messaging is utterly amazing. And go get something. Proudly display that. We're trying to put messages out there that you have to maybe go to blows over. I don't want that. I don't want a young lady wearing something and get accosted. But at the same time, I do want you to be able to put the message out there of who you are and what your belief is. And that's the balancing act, because I will put a message out there that says, I think you're stupid if you voted for Biden. You know what I mean? Anyway, so Marvin sends me a note. The man in the White House says we yield our rights to government. He imposes tyrannical mandates on private employees to be vaccinated, even those with natural immunity, but not on his illegal alien voting bloc, or on members of Congress or their staff, or on USPS workers. He said he will use his powers as president to get governors, quote, out of the way. He says white supremacy is, quote, the most lethal terrorist threat to the nation. And FBI wants citizens to report on others for extremism, while hundreds of political prisoners are held under very harsh conditions without bail. Now, I'm guessing he's talking about the January 6th thing. This isn't communism. It's classic fascism. Look at the sections, fascism, nationalism, and political bullying and violence, and he gives a link. DemocraticFascist.com. Look, I tell people all the time, you can get caught up in all these isms. Is it Marxism? Is it fascism? Is it communism? Is it socialism? I don't really care. Let me tell you why. I know what freedom is. Freedom to say what I want to say, do what I want to do, and not really give a crap. It's the way I approach this show. I absolutely adore my audience. But I hate to put it this way because it will sound rather flippant. I don't care if you're here. I need you, yes. If we agree that there's somebody out there willing to fight the cause to the degree that I'm willing to fight it for you, I expect you to support me. Oh, Kevin, it's my money, it's my time. You're doggone right it is. And what are you doing with it? You know, here's what I tell people. This microphone is your microphone. Marvin sends me a message. I don't know if Marvin even thinks that he was going to get heard. I'm not going to say his last name. But he got heard. I want him to get heard. I want you to get heard. Now, people send me all kinds of stuff. Kevin, my son's in jail. My cat's in a tree. I can't help you with everything. But I can tell you this. I will lift your voice. Lift every voice. Let's go do the Black National Anthem for the NFL. Lift every voice. You may soon be singing the Black National Anthem trying to get your voice lifted. This is why we do this. But here's my point to it all. I don't care. If it turns out that nobody wants to listen to me or spread the word about it, I'll shut this crap down. I'll go do something. I got plenty of talent. I can sing, I can dance, I can do some Sammy Davis. I mean, I don't know what I'll be doing, but I don't have to do this. And if people don't want to support, because I'll give people, Kevin, why do you want me my money for so-and-so? I don't want your money. I don't want it. I want you to want to give it, whatever it may be. Because here's what I will tell you. I ain't squandering it. You will not see me living, you know, oh, Kevin goes out and he's on, what's that show? Million Dollar Listing or Pimp My Ride. I live meager. And my friends know it. I try to have a little bit of fun here and there, but my vacations are usually tied around some event that I'm doing, and I try to put a day on before or a day after. And you know what I do with those days? I end up hanging out with you guys. That's what I do. So, you know, hey, I'm saying a friend, somebody that I've met through the internet. Kevin, we'll do a barbecue when you get to town. Okay, hey, Jim, remember you said that? Oh, yeah, man, let's do the barbecue. That's what I end up doing on my so-called vacation days. How much of a vacation do you get when you go over to somebody's house that says, hey, man, you know, I knew you from the radio. I used to be one of your Facebook fans. You go over, you have a barbecue. They bring friends and people. Do you think that you get to relax? You're just sitting by the pool and some little Guatemalan midget is bringing you mint juleps? No! What do they want to talk? They want to talk politics. You're on stage. You're performing for a barbecue, which is cool. I like being around you folks. But I'm saying, do you think I want a break? I know the inside scoop to most of this stuff. It isn't pretty. It isn't fun to be so knowledgeable about what's going on in the world. That's what has many of you afraid. But we try to lighten it up. Anyway, back to what Marvin said. He's exactly right. Yielding our rights, tyrannical mandates, and we act like this. I mean, you should be so prepared to fight back. You should be so defiant. When these polls, you should be looking for people to call you to poll. Please call me. The mandate sucks. I'm never going to follow a mandate. I ain't getting your shot. If necessary, you're going to have to fire me, because when you fire me, I'm going to sue you. If every employee said, fine, fire me, I'm going to sue you. We'll be a member of a class action lawsuit. And then you know what we're going to do? We're going to go create a competitive company to you, and we're going to put you out of business. How much intellectual property do you think exists in the so-called 44% of people who will leave a job because they say, I'm not taking the shot? And oh, by the way, do you believe that poll? I don't know, 44%, maybe it's 56%. Maybe they flipped the poll on you. Do you know for sure? Of course you don't. So Marvin, thanks for the note. Appreciate it. And we're going to be talking about a lot of this hour. We've already talked about it earlier. So why not keep at it, right?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So my kiddo was catching the other day in a tournament. He's a catcher. And kid was swinging the bat, swung it late. As my son, I don't know exactly how it happened. They called catcher interference. But long story short, the bat hit the front of the bat hit my kiddo's glove and broke his hand. I mean, just cracked it, split it right in two. So the other day he had to have surgery on his hand. And, you know, he's young, so it'll probably be okay. But gotta tell you, you see, he gets hit and he's like, you know, and he's hurting his hand. And I gotta tell you, me and his mom are like, hey, put some dirt on and get back in there, kid. And anyway, they brought him out of the game. He was on the back in the dugout. And the coach comes over to him, and he's like mad. My kid's mad. He's like, ugh. Because he's like, man, you know, we got to have the right people on the field because we got to win this game. And his hand's broken. I mean, the people are asking me, you know, what are you going to do? I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm not a doctor. So they brought the medical guy over. And he says, well, let's get him to the hospital. So we take him to the hospital. And, of course, they do an x-ray, and it is broke. I mean, it isn't like a hairline. It was just snapped. Now, good news is it snapped clean and the surgery went okay and everything. But I got to tell you, I felt as a dad, you know, I'm there, rub dirt on it, you know, because I have that warrior mentality. And so does my kid. He wanted to play. He still wanted to play. Wouldn't have been able to do anything. Think about this. On the fatty part of your left hand, that bone, the bone that connects the fatty part of the hand to the other part. Anyway, that bone, that's the one that broke. And he still wants to play. Proud of that little munchkin. But at the same time, I felt bad. Yeah, just sharing with you. No point to this other than to say, a bad dad? You be the judge. The Kevin Jackson Network's what you're listening to, folks. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. I'm not perfect. Neither any of us. Neither any of you. That's okay. We can admit that. See, that's the thing that leftists don't like about us is they think that we, oh, look at us. Look at our children. Look at our lives. Our lives are a wreck. Like everybody else's. The only difference is we know how to deal with it. We know how to manage it. We have a core set of beliefs that keeps life in order. And it doesn't mean you always play by the rules. The rules will get you. And here's the thing about being conservative and being, I'm gonna call it Christian conservative, Judeo-Christian conservative, those types of values, is it doesn't matter what comes your way. You can realign because you know right from wrong. Unequivocally, there's no question of, oh, is this the right thing to do or not? Who is it that was telling me this story? One of my listeners. I got to share this story with you. This message comes from a guy's name is Sam. And he wrote me, he says, I listen to your podcast almost every day. I'm going to break in there for just a second and say, Sam, for shame, not every day. Anyway, I forgive you. Anyway, he goes on, he says, I don't know where and what time you come on in L.A. Let me know so I can listen live. Also a thought, what happened to colored people? Got my attention because, you know, if he listens to my show, I talk about colored folk a lot. I use it almost to make leftists upset. But I also do use it to make a point. And if you understand my type of humor and message, you get it. But I love that Sam goes, what happened to colored people? Which means he's listening, and he's listening intently, and he's getting it. And here's what he wrote. I grew up around a lot of colored people in Detroit. They were fun. Laughed, sang, danced, loved barbecue, and yes, they loved fried chicken and watermelon. Hell, who doesn't love fried chicken and watermelon? I agree. Don't say it unless you got some, Sam. Unless you're sending me some. Anyway, it goes on. It just seemed like the world was a much better place when there were colored people. People got along. You could walk through a colored neighborhood and no one would bother you. You could go into a colored restaurant or bar, eat, drink, listen to some good soul, blues, and jazz. He goes, I'd be invited to parties and be the only whitey there. I remember when I was a kid, I gave my brand new bike to a cute little colored girl, and her mom brought it back to the house and told my mom, your son gave this to my daughter, and they laughed. Man, Sam, I want to kiss you, but not in that gay kind of way. I just think this story's amazing. He says, I knew I liked all girls, no matter what color, from the time I was able to walk. What I'm saying is, I miss colored people. I don't know why they got rid of them. People weren't as ugly as they are today. Sure, we can point at a few idiots who are never happy with anyone and scream racism, but for the most part, most people aren't racist, and at least not like the Nazi KKK Democratic Party and media. He says, well, that's it. My wife and I have a 5-star fantastic Thai restaurant. I'm not going to say where. I don't want to get them doxxed in case the leftists are listening to the program, and I know you are because you're here to learn. It's okay. But Sam, love this message, because what Sam is saying, you can date him by what people were called back then, colored folks, colored people, the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and he's exactly right. Colored people had big hearts. they appreciated this country. They saw the direction and the trajectory it was going, and they said, you know what? We are making progress. And you know what? Here's the thing that we're not going to do. Here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to lose our humanity just because the media wants it or just because it's politically expedient for somebody. We're not going to lose our humanity. We're going to remember what it took to get here. All the bodies that lay in the wake of us getting more and more and more progress. And you guys have heard me talk about this for the better part of a decade. They left us alone. Colored people would be farther ahead than we are today. Now, we are blacks, we are African Americans or whatever, and we have made 15 steps backwards. Self-segregation. I talk about it all the time. Black folks listening to BET. Black folks only wanting to read Ebony and Jet, whatever. Black folks attending black galas, wanting Black Miss America, wanting their own national anthem, and a host of other things. Segregation, self-segregating, living in, quote, black neighborhoods. There's no such thing as a black neighborhood in the sense that you can't live with white folks. But what do black people do? Many a case, oh, man, you gonna go out there in the suburbs and live with white folks. They will ridicule you for wanting to spread the concept of blackness. In other words, if I go live in the suburb with white folks, does it make me more white or does it make them a little less white? Because the way I view it, it makes them a little less white. I go out there and they go, wow, Kevin's a, you know, he's a pretty cool cat. I had no idea. Whatever. They make their own value judgments. What are you afraid of with black people going out there doing something a little different? Thanks for the note, Sam.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Let me be clear, people who engage in that kind of gross misconduct have no place in the FBI.
FBI Director Chris Wray in the hot seat during a Senate hearing on Wednesday. The FBI is the spotlight for the bungled investigation of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. He's the former USA Gymnastics team doctor who abused scores of young female athletes over many years. including gold medalist Simone Biles, who blames the FBI for not aggressively pursuing an investigation of Nassar when allegations were presented to the Bureau.
We suffered and continue to suffer because no one at FBI, USAG, or the USOPC did what was necessary to protect us.
CDC data shows states with an obesity rate higher than 35% have doubled over the past 2 years. USA Radio News. The House of Representatives is continuing its debate over the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package that House Democrats are calling human infrastructure. One of the things in the bill is a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants who were essential workers during the pandemic, along with temporary protected status holders and people brought to the United States illegally as children. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson claims Democrats are ignoring who's coming across the border on Fox News.
We have an open southern border. Steve, we have people coming in from at least 150 countries, according to Border Patrol customs agents. And we have hardened criminals coming across that border, and the Democrats do not care.
Walmart hitting the road with self-driving cars in Miami, Washington, D.C., and Austin, Texas. They'll be using those cars for their door-to-door grocery deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Rogan got the Wu flu, and he took ivermectin, and he was better within a short amount of time. I was talking to a guy the other day. He called me up, nameless person, but, you know, pretty big name. And he says, yeah, man. He goes, I got my hands on some ivermectin, had the Wu flu, gone. He goes, in 2 days, it was completely gone from my system. He was struggling with it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're going to be talking about this thing for quite some time, especially now that Joe Biden has tried to implement his so-called mandates on this thing, and they're running this game on us. They want to run game. First thing is, let's set the narrative. The narrative is the unvaxxer. Well, you're the great unwashed. You are the bad people. You're the, pardon me, the super spreaders. When nothing could be further from the truth. So we have that to deal with. And now it's full court press. Polling, celebrities, everybody. They will bombard you with soft stories. Oh, I saw this one. It was a black couple. Black couple. This black couple died of the Wu flu because they didn't get vaccinated. Wow, really? That's why they died. You sure? Yeah, it was a headline. Couple does not get vaccinated, dead from Wu flu. Or, you know, COVID. They call it COVID. It's a lie. So you're going to get, you talk about getting all the barrels of the gun. And here's what's funny. Here's the biggest part of the most blatant part of the lie. It's the people with the shot who are spreading the disease. The other blatant part of the lie, the people who have been infected with the Wu flu don't need a shot. They don't even mention it. They avoid it. How many people have gotten it? Let me put it to you this way. If 1 out of 100 people die from this, and if you get the antibodies, and you no longer need the shot, no boosters, no nothing, variants are going to get into your body, and your body will do what it does, which we all know natural immunity is better than any shot they can give you. What do you care? The last thing they should be doing is telling people, get the shot, get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. And I said the other day, play it out to the end. If indeed what the Red Cross says is true, which is tainted blood from Wu flu shot Vic people can kill other people, why would you want tainted blood? Why would you want? I don't want a transfusion from some, you know, body that's got the shot. That brings up a whole other question. Would you want a transfusion from somebody that got the shot? Because then they're putting in their antibodies into your body. I guess if you need the blood, you don't have much of a choice. But I wouldn't want it. So anyway, there was a nurse. She did an interview with a buddy of mine. I say a buddy. I did his show. And we know each other, and we have a lot of respect for each other. His name is Stu Peters, S-T-E-W, just like the stew you eat. Stu Peters. And he's a really good interviewer. Stu is a professional, and I'm telling you, you should check out his show. But they were writing about this, and this hospital nurse that called the show, she said this. She says that these so-called breakthrough cases and Delta variant cases are affecting mainly the vaccinated and are, in fact, adverse reactions to the vaccinations. She goes on. She says, hospitals and doctors would not acknowledge the fact of adverse reactions and report adverse reactions to the vaccine as new COVID cases. They're still manipulating the data. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Did I tell you who I was? Kevin Jackson of KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I saw this interview with Stu, but somebody sent it to me, which is good. It means he's getting out there. The people are listening to the program. Good for him. It had 23,000 and something views when I saw it, which means Stu is actually monetizing this thing and can keep it going. That's what we all need. But the reason why I'm bringing him up is for two reasons. One, conservatives need to tell other people about other conservatives. This is a guy out there reporting the truth, and he does it really well. Stu Peters, honestly, is better than anybody on Fox. I say that in all truthfulness. These are friends of mine. Stu Peters is as good, if not better, than Tucker. He's a very good probing guy, and he did such a great job with this nurse. Anyway, so she says, the more COVID cases and COVID deaths, the more money the hospital makes. So reporting adverse vaccine reactions as new COVID cases is the way that the hospitals are maximizing their profits. She says, obviously, a hospital doctor who disagrees is out of a job. In other words, the truth about the COVID and the vaccine is too costly to the hospital to be acknowledged. So everybody plays the game. One of my friends was telling me her dad is like 90 years old, and he got sick, and they tested him 6 times. Completely unrelated to COVID. It was like he has, you know, kidney disease. And they're like, can we test him for COVID? Can we test him for COVID? And she goes, it was ad nauseum. So they tested him 6 times, and it was always kidney disease, you know, never came back positive for COVID. And they were so disappointed because they couldn't put it on the chart. They couldn't say it. I'm telling you, these tests, it's a ruse. All this testing that they're talking about, well, we're not going to mandate the thing, but you're going to have to get tested every week. Why would I have to get tested every week? I don't have Ebola. I don't have Hantavirus. I don't have the bubonic plague. I might have a sniffle. Oh, go get tested. Go get tested. Fine. I told you guys, if you want to do something, if you want to make some money, go put your money in a testing lab. Anyway, the interviewed nurse says that half of the nurses at the hospital where she works are about to lose their jobs because they refuse to be vaccinated. And she goes on, she says, we've seen the terrible effects of vaccination on patients and are unwilling to do this to ourselves. That's what I, look, if we were smart, we would be, I want to see I don't want people to risk their jobs. I'm no Project Veritas type dude. I don't know how O'Keefe would handle it. But I want to see these patients that come in all jacked up. I got the vaccine yesterday, and then I can't. You know, what was your job, sir? I was a radio announcer, you know. But here's what they told us the other day, right? Oh, 4 high-profile radio conservatives that would not get the vaccine have died. Who are they, Howard Stern? Oh, there's this guy. His name is Richard Robinson. Oh, but he's so well known, you don't even know his name, Howard. Oh, and the other three, well, do you have those information? Oh, you don't have those clips? Okay, no problem. You want to know why Howard Stern covered that story like that? Because he didn't have anything. It wasn't like Hannity had gotten it and was an anti-vaxxer, which, by the way, none of us are anti-vaxxers. We're just anti-this vax. If they said to me, Kevin, you got to get a tetanus shot because you got a nail in your foot. Okay. I got one. When I ripped my finger open, they told me, you got to get a tetanus shot. I had to get a shot. When they were doing my finger, they numbed my finger. They gave me a shot of something with cane at the end of it. Novocaine or Zytocaine or Lidocaine or Hudocaine. I don't know, but it was a drug. I got the shot. How am I an anti-vaxxer when I've gotten those shots? I'm not. I'm anti this. So this, look, we can talk about this till we're blue in the face, and we're going to. That's right. We're going to. What's up, blue boy? Blue boys and girls out there? Because until this sinks in that you got to fight back and you have to be armed with this knowledge, you know, I'm going to keep talking about it until the tide starts to turn. Let me ask you, where's our polling? You would think Real Clear Politics, and I know Tom Bevin. Why is Tom Bevin not pushing the idea that 73% of people say that the vaccine mandate is draconian and there's no way the government can mandate it anyway? Where are the polls to counter their polls? Because their polls are pulled between two buttocks, two butt cheeks. They are not pulled. There is nothing scientific about their poll. Nothing.
Should federal employees have to get the shot? Yes. 56% of people say yes.
Why? Are they non-federal employees? Yeah. In other words, if you ask the question, should an American be forced to get a shot when there's no science to support? I mean, and I wouldn't even ask it that way. Should an American be forced to get a shot? Yes or no? What do you think the average person would say? I'm going to take a stab at this for you, okay? I believe the majority of Americans would go, no way. 80% would go, nope, you shouldn't be forced. Now, if you say, in the case of a legitimate pandemic where people's lives are at stake, should they be forced to get a should they be mandated to get a shot? You're going to get a lot big shift. Yeah, I think so. 50, 60% may, now you're starting to get in that area. But it better be a legitimate pandemic, not something that kills less than 1% of the people, not something that has already started to generate herd immunity. Short break, and we will continue talking about Stu Peters' interview.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are discussing an interview that an acquaintance of mine, Stu Peters, magnificent interviewer, did with a nurse. And essentially where we are is this. Hospitals in America, the policy is very simple. It's a policy of all the hospitals. It suits the National Institute of Health, the CDC, the FDA, the WHO. It protects the vaccine's reputation and that of the regulators who approve its emergency use. And it protects Big Pharma's profits. And that money is in a cycle of all these elitists that are playing this ruse on all of the people, not just in America, but around the world. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Stu Peters sums up the interview and says this, it's murder for money. The nurse says that the only treatment the hospital gives COVID patients is Remdesivir. And they put the patient on ventilators. I told people this. My assistant's father passed away a couple weeks ago. And she said, once they put you into the Wu Flu protocol, they can't do anything for you. I don't even know if she did had the right to try, you know, that legislation passed by the Goldwater Institute. But she says, Remdesivir has serious adverse effects of its own, and ventilators are a known killer of Wu Flu patients. Ask about ivermectin. Hospitals refuse to use it even if a doctor prescribes it for a patient. I told you guys this. I've been talking about this for the better part of 2 weeks. Anyway, this guy writes, as I reported, at another hospital, a wife had to get a court order that the hospital had to give their dying husband the treatment with ivermectin. But the hospital dragged its feet, and apparently Big Pharma got the judge, and he withdrew the order. The patient, she says, has likely been murdered by the refusal of treatment of ivermectin. For hospitals, it's Big Pharma protocol over life. I believe that wholeheartedly. I talked to my cousin, who's the daughter of my uncle who died, and I said, come on, he's in a hospital on a ventilator, oxygen sats dropping. They did a Zoom call so we could say goodbye. And I thought to myself, have we tried everything here? This is a healthy dude. My uncle was 71 years old, 72 years old when he passed. If you looked at him, you'd have thought he was a 50-year-old former bodybuilder. Dude was built. Always has been. And he's, of anybody in the family who was going to die from Wu Flu, he would be the last on the list. And they wouldn't do anything. And I talked to my cousin. I'm like, she goes, we can't do anything more. We can't do anything, you know. You know, Kevin, you just got to say goodbye, you know. Anyway, he goes on, contrast this with the successful widespread use of ivermectin in India to control COVID and the decision by the Tokyo Medical Association to recommend that all doctors treat COVID patients with ivermectin. The conclusion is that when it comes to COVID treatment, the American medical system is the most backwards one in the world. Person continues, unfortunately, the prostitutes will not report any of this. And unfortunately, most Americans are too busy wasting their time in ways that they do to save their lives by watching a 15-minute interview. I don't know what he's trying to say there. So he goes on, he talks about the test, the PCR test, unreliable. You know, they generate a high number of false positives. And this is how the pandemic was created. Millions of people who did not have COVID were reported as having it because of the false positives generated by this test. The intentional lie was used to create a fear that drove people to be guinea pigs for a dangerous experimental, quote, vaccine. Fear driven by financial incentives given to hospitals, COVID deaths mean bonus payments. And that's still true. I was looking this up. They're still getting this money. Known treatments withheld. Because otherwise, emergency use could not be granted for pending vaccines. For the record, I was told this. I don't know if it's true. The FDA-approved version of one of these medicines, they don't have any. The one that people are taking is the old version. The new version, I'm told, won't be available until 2023. Now, go look that up. I don't know. But that's, I was looking at an article and that's what it said. I didn't do any research. Why? COVID's a ruse. Why would I? I'm not going to give any more time to this stupid, you know, nonsense. I mean, I've given you everything I could give. Just when I thought I was out, you pulled me back in. So they said, emergency use authorization is dependent upon the absence of treatments that cure. This is why in the U.S. and Europe, HCQ and this is hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, both long approved, long in use, and so safe that they are available for over-the-counter purchase in most of the world, were demonized as dangerous, unapproved, and it is why false stories financed by Big Pharma are spread, such as this one, to convince people that there is no alternative to this vaccine. That's the rule that they use to make this a pandemic, and we've solved it. We've cured it. As they say, there's nothing else that can do it. They can't even speak. They won't even speak of herd immunity, which really makes me mad, man, because, you know, well, as I said, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not getting a shot. Kevin, you can't go back to Europe or whatever. Who cares? So what? I got a big world right here in America. The guy says, the vaccine's not a vaccine. And he goes in to talk about RNA technology and all that. And he says a booster shot is needed. Fauci now says one will be needed every 8 months. Or, despite numerous shots, you will be unvaccinated. In Israel, where 84% are vaccinated, the pandemic among the vaccinated is so great that the Israeli health czar already has Israelis on a second booster. It says, he writes, it seems humanity is to become a pincushion for vaccine needles. It fails to protect. It produces serious and deadly adverse effects. Same thing I've been saying. In the likely case, the great majority of what are said to be new cases are in fact adverse cases to the vaccine. This would explain why the great majority of what are labeled new COVID cases are among the, quote, fully vaccinated, and why new cases rise with vaccination. And he provides a link to a table. So just stop and think about this for just a second, okay? You take a vaccine that ultimately gives you the disease, but they don't want to call it an adverse side effect of the disease. They call it a new case so that the hospital gets money. But it is an adverse side effect of the disease because it gave you the disease that it was supposed to prevent. And who knows what else it did? I mean, that is just so antithetical. I sit here and I'm trying to figure out where to go with it. But where do you go with it? Do I need to see anything more? He says, if there are variants, it's highly likely that they are the result of the vaccine, which top-ranked scientists believe enables the virus to escape immune response. In other words, the more vaccination, the more variants, the more COVID spreads. He says, it would be impossible to design a greater failure or a greater threat to public health and civil liberty than the mRNA vaccines and the campaign behind them. Many distinguished experts have reached this conclusion and speak it, but they are censored. Now, this goes back to what I told you before. If you're telling the truth, they will shut you down. They will make sure you get no funding. You certainly won't get any awards. But if you promote the lie, you get it all. It says, despite the massive, undeniable, total failure of the COVID vaccine, there's enormous pressure for universal vaccinations. And it's unrelenting. It says if you make a purchase from a pharmacy in the state of Georgia, it will be handed to you in a red and white bag reading in giant letters, I said yes to the vaccine to help end the pandemic. COVID vaccine is safe, declares the bag. Side effects are mild and last a day or two. Now do your part to control the pandemic. Get vaccinated. Department of Public Health, Government of Georgia. He said this from a public health department, despite the fact that the vaccination does not protect, requires endless booster shots, and is causing a pandemic of adverse reactions and new variants. The only possible conclusion, according to this author, is that either public officials, employers, and university administrators are so completely stupid they can't fathom the clear evidence, or they want more adverse vaccine reactions and new variants and more COVID cases. I'll leave you to be the judge on that. Again, a shout out to Stu Peters, excellent interview, and for the nurse that had the guts to expose this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.